Brian, as a consultant, you've worked in hospitals and healthcare systems across the country, and you came to St. Francis in Delaware and became the president and CEO in 2014. Are there any issues facing Delaware hospitals that are somewhat unique to our state?
Yes, I think it's the being such a small state, having roughly 940,000 people. The challenge I think Delaware has, when you look at how that breaks down, roughly 240,000 people in the state are Medicaid recipients. Then you have roughly 30%, give or take, that are Medicare, and the balance are self-pay. And plus you have high-quality health care, I think, without question. It's difficult to have the services offered locally at the price level necessary to be competitive when you've got the larger facilities up in Philadelphia. You know, we've got a very active trauma program. Our emergency rooms are filled. They're very busy. And what I've been surprised at compared to the other eight states I've been in is that the utilization of emergency services in Delaware is extraordinarily high from my experience. And I've determined that that's pretty much, for many Delawareans, the access point to their primary care. And that really needs to change. When roughly almost half the population, the equivalent of half the population of Delaware, goes to the emergency room annually, that is a high utilization level that only adds to the cost of health care. And that model really needs to change. And I found that to be really unique. I didn't expect to see that here.
How do you change it? Is that a legislation issue?
It's got to evolve where alternative means of delivering care are developed, where people can stay home or go to other locations where they offer a proper level of care that's more in line with what their needs really are versus go to an emergency room. You know, any emergency room will offer the most expensive care imaginable just by virtue of what they do. So when you have a patient enter an emergency room that sees trauma patients, gunshot wounds, and flus, you know, there's a lot of people who really don't need an emergency room that access emergency room care every day in Delaware. Many other communities, you'll see a more traditional approach where there is a relationship with the primary care doctor, and that primary care physician pretty much controls the utilization of care, if you will. But in Delaware, it just seems like the standard approach is call an ambulance, go to an ER. And that's the most expensive care you can possibly deliver. So, you know, I think all of us are looking to develop ways to deliver care on an outpatient basis and to deliver care in the home. And I think you'll see in the future it's going to grow. The cost in the acute care, an acute care hospital, are just far too excessive to be sustainable in the future. It's unaffordable today, the current model. So we have to challenge ourselves to develop new models of care.
Speaking of the emergency department, you are now conditionally a level 3 trauma center?
We're certified a level 3. We're not accredited yet. That process involves being certified for a year, which means we have all the components for level 3. We have to show our capability and our ability to deliver level 3 care for 12 months. And then we bring the American College of Surgeons back in for an actual accreditation survey. And they'll review our patient care processes, what our actual experience was like, and our ability to perform at a level 3. And if that all goes well, then you actually get accredited as a level 3.
So ChristianaCare is level 1. Do we have any level 2 in Delaware?
No, not that I know of. I don't believe so. I thought Bay Health was, but I think Bay Health is still a level 3. Not aware of a level 2.
Why is this important to Wilmington in particular?
Well, Wilmington as a city has never had a trauma hospital that I'm aware of. Both ourselves and Wilmington have been participating trauma hospitals, which means we're not a level 3, 2, or 1. And the reason why we pursue this, we actually started work on this about 2.5 years ago, because it's very complicated. There's a lot of standards that you have to meet. There's call schedules, there's blood bank supplies, there's staffing issues, there's a whole host of things you have to show that you have in place prior to getting a certification. We did it because we see a lot of patients as an inner city hospital that require a level of care that we just were not accredited or capable of providing. Just as an example, about 3 months ago in our preparation process to become a level 3, There's blood bank stocking requirements and staffing requirements that are unique to become a level three. And we had met them, and within about a week after meeting our blood bank supply requirements, we had a patient come through the emergency room who needed a complete transfusion. So we saved their life. And so that was a direct byproduct of upping the level of care that we could provide to a level three level. And we're excited about it because we see it all here in the inner cities. You know, there's a lot of gunshot wounds, stabbings, other levels of trauma, car accidents. And we were transporting a lot of patients, and we just weren't comfortable with the fact that we were meeting the needs of the community at the level we should have. And we knew if we upped our trauma participation status, it would give us that ability to do that. So we are, in fact, since July 18th, when we received what was our official first day of being accredited, we started seeing more serious patients, and we felt very comfortable taking care of them. So, and that's an increasing number every day in terms of the level of complexity the patients were receiving. And the comfort level that gives us is now that we're actually doing more for the community we're here to serve. And that's what we're here for.
St. Francis is a faith-based hospital founded in 1924, correct? Mm-hmm. It's Delaware's only faith-based hospital?
Yes. It's the only faith-based hospital also in this diocese, and the diocese covers the Eastern Shore of Maryland. So that's very important to us. We're one of, we only have one in the country, and many states who have faith-based hospitals have a lot of hospitals, and in Delaware there's only one.
So what are the challenges and advantages of being the only faith-based hospital?
Well, I think, we pay a tremendous amount of attention to quality. We pay a tremendous amount of attention to Catholic teaching. We follow the ethical and religious directives of the church in terms of our service delivery, which is to say, as an example, we won't do abortions, sterilizations. There's things that are important to us to assure that we don't do. But beyond that, with few exceptions, it's your typical acute care hospital. And the colleague workforce that is here also, many of our colleagues are here because it's faith-based, because it's Catholic, and they really believe in the mission to provide services to the underserved and the poor. And that's been sort of our mantra from day one, and we do it real well. And there's a lot of pride in that.
So talk about being part of Trinity Health. Last time we spoke, that has 92 hospitals in 22 states?
Yeah, Trinity Health actually has 96 hospitals, 89 nursing homes. It's the largest PACE provider in the United States. It has a $16 billion a year operating budget and roughly 125,000 colleagues nationally. It's a great system. We have a lot of very talented physicians leading it. We have CEOs leading what we refer to as regional health ministries. There's roughly 22 to 23 regional health ministries from coast to coast, from Florida to New York to Connecticut to California and Idaho and Ohio and Illinois. And a real talented group, really deep in expertise in all facets of healthcare. So to me, I found it a great experience being part of Trinity. They have resources to bring to bear to help you be better at what you do in delivering services to the community. In fact, as an example, we're the smallest regional health ministry in Trinity. Trinity has just allocated over $20 million for us to be the developmental site for the new Cerner system, which now we call Compass. It's a new name we've given it, which means that from here on out, every Trinity hospital and system that installs a new computer system, it'll be the system that we're currently developing now. We have a go live date of end of March of this year, of next year, and it'll be the latest and greatest system that Cerner has to offer. There's only two other systems like it in the United States. One's with the Department of Defense, and the other's with Intermountain Healthcare in Utah. So we're pretty excited about it. The staff's working very hard at developing it from the ground up. And we are a true alpha site. There's not another system of its kind in the United States, and there's not another one within Trinity Health.
Is this patient records and medical data, or does it also integrate human resources?
We have other systems for human resources, but it's primarily what's called an EMR, electronic medical record. So it's 100% patient-oriented. From the front door to the back, you know, it covers all of our clinical capabilities. So we'll have automated lab, radiology, all of our clinical services, nursing, physician documentation, pharmacy, everything clinical will be documented.
Discuss the Delaware Care Collaborative and how that addresses changes in healthcare partly brought on by the Affordable Care Act.
We established a partnership with 61 physicians to develop, we call it the DCC, Delaware Care Collaboration, which represents our organization as a result of the Medicare Shared Savings Plan. And it's a model established by CMS that sets up a shared savings model where we have a group of patients that we care for that are within the panels of all these different physicians. And that at the end of the year, a measurement's done by CMS to determine the cost savings we've been able to achieve in caring for that panel of patients. And to the extent cost savings identified, we share 50-50 in that savings with CMS. And we are in our first year of the program, so we don't know what our shared savings will be. But we have a board made up of physicians. It's an all-physician board that directs the care that's rendered to the patients, that monitors the costs, how patients are distributed throughout the state to save costs, monitors the quality. And at year end, CMS will provide us with data to show the extent of our shared savings and what they get from it and also what we get from it. And then we distribute that shared savings amongst the physicians within DCC. So we have quite a few doctors. So far, it's run very well. We have quite a few of the MSSP model, the Medicare Shared Savings Plans across the United States. We have in Philadelphia. We also have in New Jersey and in virtually all of our regional health ministries.
So just for the audience, what's CMS?
A Center for Medicare Services.
Okay.
Medicaid services,
excuse me. Can doctors be part of more than one collaborative?
No, they can only be in one collaborative. And so in Delaware, we have Christiana has their Medicare Shared Savings Plan. A number of hospitals have joined them. We also have Aledade, which is an external group that is competing with us in Delaware. Then we have ours. And so there's three that I'm aware of, maybe four in Delaware that are competing for the same physicians and trying to get these groups together.
So like Milford Memorial Hospital and BB Healthcare to the south, St. Francis is somewhat restricted as far as physical expansion. Milford's tackling that by creating a brand new hospital. BB's building 5-story expansion right on its campus where it does have room. What are St. Francis's plans? And given that we are going more to an outpatient approach, but you still need outpatient facilities, so you're going to still need, you know, bricks and mortar. So what's your plan?
Yeah, right now, our plan has been the last couple of years expanding our physician network. We have quite a few employed physicians here, and so we've relocated many of them to better office spaces, newer office spaces, to provide greater access for our patients. And both within the city of Wilmington, also in within Newcastle County. And that's been our primary focus. We are also looking at other opportunities for us to grow and expand and to expand our network. And we're working on those now. But at this point in time, that's been our primary focus is through physicians' offices and growing our physician network. And of course, the Delaware Care Collaboration. The Delaware Care Collaboration is comprised of our employed physicians plus independent physicians in the community or have joined us. So that's another means by which we're expanding our access to St. Francis also.